The Farm Bill is the main funding bill for agriculture and the nation's nutrition programs, including the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, formerly called food stamps. The 48-page report titled The Economic Importance of Passing a Comprehensive Food, Farm, and Jobs Bill was prepared by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the White House National Economic Council, Domestic Policy Council, Council of Economic Advisors, and the Office of Management and Budget. Released on Thursday, U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says the report makes a compelling case why it's important and necessary for Congress to act as quickly as possible to complete the Farm Bill.
The document lays out the important contribution that U.S. agriculture and the rural economy makes to the rest of the country. Essentially, agriculture responsible directly or indirectly for nearly 5% of the gross domestic product. This report, I think, also points out the enormous opportunities that a bill will provide by creating certainty in the policies.
The five-year Farm Bill is more than a year overdue, and some of its programs have been sustained through continuing resolutions. New York Farm Bureau spokesman Steve Ammerman does not know if the report will actually spur congressional action, but notes that it does reinforce what the group has long noted.
The Farm Bill would erase some of the uncertainty that exists for our farmers and provide a strong safety net and support for rural economies. So there's a lot of good value that's in this report, but will it spur action? We don't know. We're crossing our fingers, but until we see that final deal and they say the work is done, nobody knows.
Northeast Dairy Farmers Cooperative's Senior Dairy Policy Advisor Bob Gray is frequently on Capitol Hill monitoring Farm Bill proceedings. He reports that despite three meetings by conference committee members Thursday, negotiations were stalled at late morning Friday.
There's four or five things that are holding this bill up. The big one is the level of cuts in the food stamp, $4.5 billion in the Senate bill, $40 billion in the House bill. They've got to bridge that gap, and that's going to be very difficult to do. And then they've got crop insurance versus direct payments to farmers. And then, of course, we have the dairy title with a market stabilization provision. Those are all sticking points that still, to my knowledge, haven't been fully resolved. And I think they're going to get a bill done, but this was a setback.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack notes that the report released on Thursday spells out consequences if Congress does not complete the Farm Bill by the end of the year.
There is no question that farmers have taken a wait-and-see attitude to further decisions that could help spur not just their own operation, but spur the economy generally. This report documents that there's a direct relationship between the agricultural economy and the rest of the economy. So if we have people delaying the expansion of opportunities, that's going to have an impact and will have an impact on the economy. So it's important, I think, from a farmer and rancher perspective and from a planning perspective that this get done.
The report has been posted on the U.S. Department of Agriculture's website. A link is available at wamc.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.